Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 9th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Psalms 120 to 134. Of course, the sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're up to Psalm 126, and we're just going to do verse 1 today. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Some words there from a favourite song of mine. Men who dreamed. God did bring back his exiled people, perhaps on more than one occasion. He rescued them. The psalmist remembers this story, or perhaps a story of not just a whole nation, but of particular people who were brought back, rescued by God, brought back to Zion. And it reminds him, as he thinks about this, of what God has done for him, I think, and also what he hopes God will do for him and his people, but we'll come more onto his hopes for the future later on in the psalm. It's really helpful for us to reflect on what God has done for his people in the Bible. Looking at the Bible examples really helps, because sometimes what God has done for us is obscured by problems, by lack of spirituality, by various things. The Bible contains the definitive record of God's faithfulness. Passages like Isaiah 26, verse 12 express it well. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. They see God's hand in it all. Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. Isaiah would have understood what the psalmist was feeling, and vice versa. Neither Isaiah nor the psalmist can hold back singing about what God has done for his people. It helps when we look back into the Bible at what God did for his people. It helps to do this when we're not in touch with what God has done for us, when something gets in the way of us seeing that clearly. If we want to experience the joy that is talked about in this psalm, just as the psalmist is writing about in Psalm 126, it will help us if we reflect on what God has already done for us personally as well. When we're in touch with what God has done for us, we naturally tell others. It's rather like the chap in Luke 8:39. Jesus tells him, after he has healed him, return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. I get the feeling he'd have done that even if Jesus hadn't told him to. He couldn't hold it in what God had done for him. Joy is a substance that naturally spills out of its container. Just as this psalmist is doing here, he remembers what God did and it makes him sing, and he wants all his friends to sing with him. One of the reasons we sing together at church is precisely because of this, that in singing these songs, it reminds us of what God has done for us. And in the remembering, our spirits are refreshed and we are re-equipped, refreshed, re-energized to go and tell the world what God has done for us, what God did for his people in the Bible, and what God has done for us. So today, perhaps take a few moments to reflect on what God did for his people in Bible times and to reflect on what God has done for you. And then I believe we will find fresh inspiration to go and share that with others. Let's be the people who are men or women who dream. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 2. If you want to know more about our church work, you can find out more on all the W's and then nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there if you wish. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 2, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.